الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines.
فیضان مدینہ ہے دین کا پیغام خبر ہے یہ
Amir al-Sunnah sends a condolence message upon the death of various people, expresses commiserations. Amir al-Sunnah offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed. The journey of the successor of Amir al-Sunnah, Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani and Rakini Shirak continues in Africa. A meeting is held with Islamic scholars in Kampala, Uganda. A discussion is held on the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami. The successor of Amir al-Sunnah visits Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina on the outskirts of Kampala. The teachers and students meets with him. Motivation is given to take part in religious activities. The head of Shura delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the representatives at Faizan-e-Madina Kana No. Also delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students and teachers of Madrasa and Jamiat-e-Madina. Gives motivation to further increase and strengthen the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. The head of Shura also motivates the students to travel in Madini Kaflas. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat and other Arakeen-e Shura also attend the Sunnah-inspired Istima. A Sunnah-inspired Istima is held for the representatives in Adelaide, Australia. Arakeen-e Shura delivers Sunnah-inspired Bayanat via video link from Pakistan. Businessmen from various areas meet with Rukn-e Shura Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari. Rukn-e Shura motivates the businessmen to take full part in religious and welfare activities. Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani delivers a Sunnah-inspired Bayan amongst the students of Jamiat Madina Islamabad. Rukn-e Shura motivates the students to take full part in religious activities.
Welcome dear viewers. You just watched the headlines. Let's now have a look at the details and listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnah, in which he paid condolences upon the death of various people and offered dua for forgiveness.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين اسم اعظم حضرت سيدنا سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله عنه سے روایت ہے یہ حضور نبی رحمت شفیع امت صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے ارشاد فرمایا کیا میں تمہیں اللہ پاک کا اسم اعظم نہ بتاؤں حضرت یونس علیہ السلام کی یہ دعا لا الہ الا انت سبحانك انی کنت من الظالمین اسم اعظم جس شخص نے مرض وفات میں اسے 40 مرتبہ پڑھ لیا اور پھر اسی میں وفات پا گیا تو اسے شہید کا اجر دیا جائے گا اور صحت یاب ہو گیا تو ایسا ہوا کہ گناہوں سے پاک صاف ہو چکا ہوگا اِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور سب رحمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا غفار الذنوب اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے رب غفار ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما
اللہم
الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت پر جگہ نصیب فرما
اللہم
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے
اللہم
رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما
اللہم بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصالت صاحب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے
صلی
اللہ علیہ محمد
Let's give you some news regarding the successor of Amir al-Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani and Arakeen-e Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari and Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani Attari, who are traveling in Africa to spread the invitation towards righteousness and promote the religious activities. Meanwhile, a meeting was held with Islamic scholars in Kampala, Uganda, and a discussion was held regarding the religious activities. Moreover, the successor of Amir al-Sunnat and Arakeen-e Shura visited Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina on the outskirts of Kampala. Let's learn more in this report by Muhammad Tariq Attari Madani.
حسین امیر اہل سنت، تو صدا رہے سلامت تجھ پر ہو رب کی رحمت، اے جانشین امیر اہل سنت، اے جانشین امیر اہل سنت.
The beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani and Rakine Shura Haji Muhammad Amin Attari and Haji Farooq Jilani Attari, who are on a tour of African country Uganda, where they met with Islamic scholars and personalities and informed them about the religious activities of Dawat Islami. A discussion was held on various topics. On this occasion, the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat, Rakine Shura, and representatives of Dawat Islami along with Islamic scholars recited Istighasa in the court of the Holy Prophet.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Sanadi, anta maqsudi wa mutamadi,
wa lakat tasirifu kaifata tashahu sha'ahum ahadi.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Sanadi, anta maqsudi wa mutamadi.
And also in the court of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi.
Ya Allah, Abdul Qadir, Allah Muhyiddin, Allah Shahidin.
On the other hand, Maulana Haji Ubayd Raza Tari Madani and Rakine Shura visited Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina in Sanga Matoga on the outskirts of Kampala, where the teachers and students welcomed them. On this occasion, the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat blessed them with Madani pearls, which were interpreted in the local language.
جدول کے مطابق چلیں گے تو انشاءاللہ ان کے لیے معاف کر دینا، وہ ناظرہ بھی ٹھیک رہے گا، جس بھی آپ کا ٹھیک رہے گا، اور دیگر جو آپ
Meanwhile, a discussion was held regarding the religious activities of Dawat Islami. In the end, the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat served food with his own hands to please the hearts of the students.
The head of Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan among the representatives at Faizan-e-Madina Kanano. Besides this, he delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan among the teachers and students of Madrasat-e-Madina and Jamiatul-Madina and motivated them to increase and further strengthen the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. The head of Shura also motivated the students to travel in Madani kaflas. On this occasion, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat and other Arakeen Shura were also present. Let's learn more in this report by Mahmood Attari.
A sunnah-inspired istima was held for the representatives at the Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina Kanano in Lahore, Punjab, in which the town head, UC representatives, division representatives and representatives of other departments participated. On this occasion, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat and other Arakeen-e Shura were also present. The head of Shura delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the representatives and, while providing organizational guidance, motivated them to take part in and strengthen the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. On this occasion, the head of Shura answered the questions asked by the Islamic brothers. Thereafter, a sunnah-inspired istima was also held for the students and teachers of Madrasat-e-Madina and Jamiatul-Madina at Faizan-e-Madina Kanano. The head of Markazi Madrasa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and provided ethical guidance to the students and motivated them to take part in 12 religious activities wholeheartedly and travel in Madani kaflas, upon which they expressed good intentions.
My Dawat Islami, inspiration, my Dawat Islami, my inspiration.
Let's take our viewers to Australia, where a sunnah-inspired istima was held for the representatives in Adelaide. Arakeen Shura delivered sunnah-inspired bayanat via video link from Pakistan. During the istima, guidance was provided to the Islamic brothers regarding the religious activities of Dawat Islami. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
A Sunnah-inspired Ijtima was held for the representatives of Adelaide, Australia, in which representatives of Dawat Islami from various cities in Australia, including Sydney, Melbourne, Darwin, Alice Springs and Adelaide, as well as from New Zealand, participated. Moreover, Rukne Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Rabi Attari, Rukne Shura Haji Sayyid Luqman Attari and Haji Muhammad Athar Attari delivered Sunnah-inspired bayanat via video link and motivated the participants to carry out and strengthen religious activities and provided guidance to the representatives. Moreover, the head of the Australian region also provided guidance to the representatives regarding religious activities.
Allah ki ni'mat hai ye daawat islami aqa ki inayat hai ye daawat islami
daawat islami hai ye daawat islami hai daawat islami hai ye daawat islami hai.
Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Asad Attari Madani delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students of Dawatul Hadith Sharif at Jamiat Madina Islamabad and motivated them to take full part in religious activities.
Rukneshwar Haji Asad Attari Madani visited the Madani Markaz Fazlan Madina Sector G11 Islamabad, where he delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students of Dawatul Hadith of Jamiat Madina and motivated them to take part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami wholeheartedly, upon which the students expressed good intentions that they will carry out religious activities in their areas and present the invitation towards righteousness. On this occasion, the teachers of Jamiat Madina were also present.
Good news for college students from Darul Madina International Islamic School of Dawat Islami. Yes, academic activities are going to begin from 1st September at Darul Madina College, Faisalabad. On 1st September 2022, orientation will be held for Darul Madina Boys College and the classes will commence from 3rd September. In a video message, Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Athar Attari motivated the students to enroll in Darul Madina College and said that if Allah Almighty wills, Darul Madina will be unparalleled.
Alhamdulillah, in 2011, the first campus of Darul Madina International Islamic School was established for the education and training of children. After its success, more campuses have been established in various countries of the world. Alhamdulillah, last year, Darul Madina International Islamic School decided to establish a college by taking another revolutionary step. And now, in this academic year, Darul Madina Boys College has been established in Faisalabad, in which these days the admissions for first intermediate year, pre-medical, pre-engineering, IT, commerce and computer science admissions are going on. Orientation of Darul Madina Boys College will be held on 1st September 2022, while classes will start from 3rd September. Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Athar Attari encouraged the students for admission in Darul Madina College through his video message and said that if Allah wills, Darul Madina will be unparalleled. Darul Madina will be an example for the society. You will find the unique talent of these students to spread the invitation towards righteousness, which is a special attribute of Dawat Islami.
इस मरतबा नया कॉलेज खोलने के लिए जा रहे हैं दारुल मदीना कॉलेज के नाम से और वो है अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह फैसलाबाद में मदीना टाउन में ये दावत इस्लामी का पहला कॉलेज है इंशा अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल जो हमारे दीगर तालीमी इदारों की तरह अपनी मिसाल आप होगा और इंशा अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल जो तलबा इसमें दाखिल होंगे अल्लाह पाक ने चाहा तो इल्म में अमल में नेकी में तकवा में परहेजगारी में माशरे में امن کے حصول کے لیے اور نیکی کی دعوت کو عام کرنے کے لیے آپ ان طلبہ کا منفرد مزاج پائیں گے جو کہ دعوت اسلامی کا خاصہ ہے دار المدینہ مدینہ ٹاؤن کیمپس کی الحمدللہ رب العالمین داخلوں کا سلسلہ شروع ہو چکا ہے آپ اپنے بچوں کو پری میڈیکل میں پری انجینئرنگ میں آئی سی ایس میں ایف اے آئی ٹی میں آئی کام میں انشاءاللہ یہ پانچوں ہمارے جو اللہ کی رحمت سے فیکلٹیز ہیں یہاں پر آن ہونے کے لیے جا رہی ہیں تو رحمت خدا اور کرم مصطفیٰ سے یہ ایک بہترین اپرچونیٹی ہے ضرور اویل کیجئے اور آپ کے قریب قریب جتنے بھی وہ طلبہ ہیں کہ جو کالجز کی طرف بڑھ رہے ہیں ان کے لیے ایک بہترین چوائس ہوگی یاد رہے یہ پہلا کالج ہے ان قریب انشاءاللہ عز و جل ملک خدادات کے مختلف شہروں میں انشاءاللہ عز و جل مزید کیمپسز بھی آپ دیکھیں گے اسکولز کے بھی کالج کے بھی اور اللہ نے چاہا تو بہت جلد انشاءاللہ عز و جل ہم دار المدینہ انٹرنیشنل اسلامک یونیورسٹی کا قیام بھی عمل میں لانے جا رہے ہیں
Rukneshwar Haji Abdul Rabi Attari also encouraged the students to take admission in Darul Madina College and said that
ایک اور شاندار پروجیکٹ آیا ہے دارul مدینہ اسلامک کالج اور یہ پروجیکٹ شروع ہو رہا ہے فیصل آباد میں فیصل آباد میں رہنے والوں کو بہت مبارک ہو پہلے تو دعا کیجئے کہ اللہ اس پروجیکٹ میں ہمیں کامیابی عطا فرمائے اور داخلوں کے لیے جلدی کیجئے یہ پروجیکٹ کہاں پر ہے زینب مسجد کے پاس سوسا روڈ فیصل آباد میں یہ موجود ہے تو دارul مدینہ اسلامک کالج میں داخلہ لیجئے اور برکتیں لوٹیے
Businessmen from various areas met with Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari. On this occasion, Rukneshwara motivated the businessman to take full part in the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islam.
During the meeting held at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad, Punjab, Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the compassion of the Holy Prophet. Rukneshwara also asked the participants to treat children with compassion and love and to actively participate in the religious and welfare works of Dawat-e-Islami, to learn religious knowledge, to participate in the weekly istima and to travel in Madani kafilas. In the end, the participants also had the privilege of meeting with Rukneshwara.
At the Madina Market, Faizan-e-Madina in Sargodha, Punjab, a course was held by Rohani Lal Department. During which the course teacher conducted the course of Tawizat-e Attariya, Istikhara and other spiritual cures for the Islamic brothers and motivated the participants to take part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami.
A 3-day course was held under the Rohani Lal Department at the Madina Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Khushab, Sargodha, Punjab, in which Islamic brothers from various areas participated. The teacher of the course provided guidance about writing Tawizat, doing Istikhara and other spiritual cures. Aurade Wazaiver also taught regarding Rohani Lal to the participants. The teacher of the course motivated the participants to take part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and to serve the grievous Shikin Ummah of the Holy Prophet in their respective areas.
Food, water and rations were distributed by SGRF in various flood-affected areas of Sindh, including Gharo, Chhatta and other areas adjacent to it. The department representatives visited the affected areas with the food and other items from Faizan-e-Madina, Hyderabad.
Torrential rains and floods have wreaked havoc in the upper regions of Balochistan, Sindh, South Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa for the past 1 month, where hundreds of villages and thousands of mud houses have been flooded. The fields are destroyed, hundreds of people are deprived of shelter and forced to live under the open sky. So far, hundreds of people have been died and thousands have been injured. Hundreds of representatives of Dawat-e-Islami Department of SGRF are engaged in charity, benevolence and providing relief to these poor Islamic brothers, where cooked food, rations, clean drinking water and other essential items are being distributed. In this regard, food was also prepared and packets were made for the flood victims in the food department of SGRF in Madri Markaz Faizan-e-Madina, Afandi Town, Hyderabad, Sindh. Bottles of clean drinking water and rations were distributed. The provincial representative of SGRF, provincial operations manager, division head, district head and other representatives were also present on this occasion. In this regard, the representative Islamic brother told Madani News.
Dawat Islami ka shoba SGRF ke tahat हम प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम की परेशान हाल उम्मत की खिदमत के लिए घरों शहर के अंदर हाजिर हैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तैयार खाना और साफ पीने का पानी लेकर हम यहां हाजिर हुए हैं और यहां खाने की तकसीम कारी का सिलसिला जारी है तो आप मदनी चैनल के नाजरीन भी और हमारे देखने वाले इस्लामी भाइयों से गुजारिश है कि आप भी दावत इस्लामी का शोभा एफजीआरएफ का साथ दीजिए और इस मुसीबत की घड़ी में प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम की उम्मत की खैरखाई कीजिए
द डिपार्टमेंट रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड फूड वाटर एंड रेशंस टू द विक्टिम्स इन घारो ठट्टा एंड एडजॉइनिंग एरियाज
Cooked food and rations were distributed by FGRF in Shadadpur and Tandawatan Sindh too, that have been affected by flood and torrential rains. Here is a report by Rana Shahid and Ehsan Ghori.
Food was also distributed among the flood-affected people by the representatives of SGRF and the Islamic Brothers in Shadadpur. On the other hand, in another city of Sindh, Tandawatan under SGRF, cooked food was distributed to hundreds of rain and flood-affected people. It should be noted that on a daily basis, SGRF representatives are distributing cooked food, clean water for drinking and tents for the people affected by flood at many different places and this process is ongoing.
At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir Al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various sick people. He offered dua for their recovery and presented Madani Purse as well.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين مصیبت سے حفاظت کا نسخہ مسلمانوں کے دوسرے خلیفہ حضرت عمر فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جو شخص کسی مصیبت زدہ کو دیکھ کر یہ کہہ لے الحمدللہ الذی عافانی مما ابتلاک به وفضلنی علی کثیر ممن خلق تفضیلا تو جب تک یہ زندہ ہے اسے وہ مصیبت نہ پہنچے گی حضرت الحاج مفتی احمد یار خان رحمت اللہ علیہ اس حدیث پاک کے تحت لکھتے ہیں بلا خاص جسمانی ہو جیسے کوڑ اندھا پن یا اور کوئی بیماری یا مالی جیسے قرض فقر تنگی رزق وغیرہ یا دینی جیسے کفر فسق ظلم، بدعت وغیرہ. غرض کے ہر مصیبت کے لیے یہ دعا اکسیر ہے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. یا شافی الامراض، اے بیماریوں میں شفا دینے والے، انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمت اور سنت و بری طویل زندگی عطا فرما. یا اللہ پاک یہ بیماری، یہ تکلیف، یہ پریشانی، ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ، ترقی درجات کا باعث، جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخل ہے، اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے.
اللہم آمین.
بجائے خاتم
النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
لا بأس طهور ان شاء الله، لا بأس طهور ان شاء الله، لا بأس طهور ان شاء الله. گھبرائیے نہیں، یہ بیماری ان شاء اللہ القریب گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی. ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں. یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے، اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے. انشاءاللہ القریب صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی. شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے، یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے، اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے. گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of Fires Deal. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
دعوت اسلامی بھی granted acceptance, protected from evil and adversity.